Amen. That's what he gave that woman at the well. He did. Sure did. She's went to draw water. He asked her, she wanted a drink. You know what? It's amazing, isn't it? He didn't have to get no water out of the well. That's not the kind we really need. I mean, we've got to have it for the physical. But we've got to have that other for the spiritual. Amen. She told him that he said, I'll give you a drink of water that you won't thirst no more. Amen. Now my question is, are you drinking from the fountain? Hallelujah. Have you tasted that living water? That's wonderful. Praise God. You know what she did? She went back into town. She got to taste that drinking, and I got drinking that living water. She went back into town. She began to tell, said, come see a man. Told me all things. Boy, she was happy and joyful, wasn't she? Like she never known before. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Got your Bibles, turn with me. The book of Acts, chapter number 27. Acts chapter number 27. One of the passages of scripture where Paul and them was on a ship. They were in trouble. They hadn't seen the sun, moon, the stars for days. They was in the midst of a storm. I don't want to read the whole chapter, but I want to start reading in verse number 20 of chapter 27 of the book of Acts. And when neither sun nor stars, many days appeared and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sirs, you should have hearkened to me and not have loosed from Crete, have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer. Well, there shall not be no loss of any man's life among but of the ship. There stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul. He said, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God have given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be as it was told me. Now, as far as I want to read right now, but I just want you to read, I want to read that verse number 25 again. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. And I want to say, before we pray, if we believe God, we can be of good cheer. And if we believe God, what he said in his word, and God, what God said to Paul, Paul believed it. Amen. When he said, well, nobody, no one's life of this ship going to be perished, he believed that. And he, because he believed that, he was cheered up. And he told him on the ship to be of good cheer. And I want to try to share just a few things about why we can be. And I've preached on this, I know, before, but it don't make no difference. Amen. I know I've preached on this passage of Scripture. I have not even scratched the surface in over 46 years, but I know one thing, there's yet more in here, but there's some things. I go back to the table again. I like to eat some of the same stuff I've eaten before. And I'll tell you, the word of God don't ever get old. So I believe God is going to say something to us this morning through his word. He's going to let someone get cheerful. Now, thank God we can be cheerful. Amen. and it can show on the outside. The Bible said in the book of Proverbs, a merry heart, it gives a cheerful countenance. What's that mean? If we got some joy and peace and merry, our heart's merry and our heart's joyful, they're going to show on the outside. And so he said, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine too. That's what he said in the book of Proverbs. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. And so I want to tell you, it's time we Christians cheer up. You said, how in the world could Paul and him chirp in the midst of a storm? Well, they couldn't, they did. Well, they got a word from God. You said, well, I don't know about a word from God. We got a whole book full of it. You can be cheerful when you think about the promises of God. You can be cheerful when you believe the promises of God. I'll tell you about all the verses of Scripture you'll find in the Word of God that talks about it. It talks about whatsoever things we ask in prayer, believing, we shall receive. That's cheerful word of God, isn't it? He said in another place, he said, whatsoever thing we ask in prayer, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them and receive them, won't you? And so what we need is start believing God. Listen, faith is a wonderful thing. That's why he said in the book of Jude, let us earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. He didn't deliver it a bunch of times. He brought it to us, and we to contend for it. We to fight the good fight of faith, like the Apostle Paul said, and live by faith and believe what God said. That's what he tells us to do. That's why Paul had, that's why he could cheer up. That's why he was cheerful. In the midst of storm, Paul will tell you, he went through some things. He went through all these things. You read them in the Word of God, how he went through all these pearls of robbery. Listen, pearls are everywhere. He went through all these scenes of troubles and trials in the midst of a storm and everywhere else. But God had given him peace, and he had assurance because he believed God. You know what I'm first saying? This is another passage of Scripture. I believe it's in Matthew chapter 9, verse number 2. I believe it is. You know what it says? We sung all these songs this morning. Every one of them is talking about being forgiven, being pardoned, being washed, being thank God for. You know what he said in the book of Matthew? He said to him, there was a man, listen, he was sick, and he had something wrong with him. But you know what Jesus said to him? He said, son, be of good cheer. Thy sins are forgiven thee. He didn't say be of good cheer because you've been healed, and be of good cheer because of that. The number one thing that we can be cheerful about is our sins forgiven, thank God. Being pardoned. That's what he said to him. Your sins are forgiven. If they're forgiven, thank God. He's put them away, and you can have joy and peace, and you can have a cheerful countenance. You can cheer up because if you know and you believe and you're sure that your sins are forgiven. But I want to tell you something. You'll never have the peace that passeth all understanding. You never have the cheerful countenance and the cheer that God can give you until you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that your sins are forgiven and that you've been pardoned. I wonder how a person would feel that's in prison and he was on the death row. And it was getting close to the day. Close. And I've read some places where sometimes they'd get pardoned right before it happened. I wonder how he'd feel when he got pardoned off the death row. I'm just wondering what would he be thinking? You reckon he'd be going around with his head hung down, grumbling and complaining? I don't believe he would. I believe he'd be shouting praises to God because he'd been pardoned. He'd been forgiven. What did Jesus do for us? He pardoned you. If you hadn't had it, he can do it. And so that's number one reason that we can have a cheerful countenance, we can cheer up.
Amen. We can. Oh, I'm glad we can. My sins are forgiven. Glory to God. You know, I talked about the other day, forgive us fully, freely, and forever. Thank God he did. He's not going to come back and hold me accountable for him no more. And if you believe that, that'll bring peace and joy in your heart like you've never known before. I just be honest with you, you know what? Brother Raymond and I, somebody told me they come to the funeral yesterday. Brother Donnie, one of them told me that must have been down there where we was eating at the church down there. He said, y'all sure got a pretty church. You know what else he said? The best thing I like about it, it says them altars. I said, that's where I knelt one night. Not here, but it was an old-fashioned altar. Bowed before God. You know what I say? We need to get back in them and pray and seek God like we had never done before. Amen? But listen, I'm telling you, we can have something to praise God for and be cheerful and cheer up because our sins are gone. I told you about hearing that preacher said he went to a church, and I'm not saying it. I'm glad you're not that way here. But they said that somebody died in the congregation, and that's happened a bunch of times, different places. And I know a friend of mine, a preacher's funeral. He preached one night and he went and sat down and on the front pew and died. We don't know where God's going to call us home from. Don't know much of a better place than right where we are, do you? But he said he called Amnesty, see who died, and said he had to go around shaking people and see which one was dead. Find out who died. Amen, that's what he said. The EMTs had to check everybody out, see who's dead. But you know what? I don't think we had to do that if that happened near to you. And then he said something else. He said that the Bible said dead in Christ going to rise first. He said, I know that's going to be our congregation. The dead in Christ. I ain't talking about them dead. I'm talking about them out in the graveyard. But he said the dead. But listen, folks, we got something to praise God for. You don't have to be bashful. You don't have to be ashamed. Listen, God done something for you. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Praise him. Hallelujah. He's God. If you had your sins forgiven, you got something. Listen, to joy about. Boy, I'm telling you, that woman at the well, he was saying about that water. That woman at the well, before she left that water pot and run back to town and started telling, listen, all them men that, listen, he told her, boy, he just told her, see what got her? She said, I'm just thinking this. She probably was thinking, how in the world he know all this about me? He knows everything about you and me too. But she ran back to town and told him what he'd done for her. She got a drink of that living water. She forgot her water pot. She got the real water. And she got her sins pardoned and sins forgiven. What a glorious thing to have it happen. I can assure you, it's the most wonderful, glorious thing that can ever happen is having your sins forgiven. And he told him, said, be of good cheer. Thy sins are forgiven thee. Hallelujah. This past August, 51 years ago, God took that weight off me. I'll never forget it. Still breathing better. Took the load of sin. Took it away. Thank God he did. You know what? He gave me joy. He gave me peace. Thank God for it. And it's still bubbling in my soul. Still happy in the Lord. Amen. That's the only thing that can really make you happy. Joyful. You can't find it nowhere else. No, nothing won't do it. You can have all this world's got to offer and still not have that joy, not have that cheerfulness that you get from Him. Amen. And so He said, cheer up. He said, cheer up, for God's given us all on this ship. Can I tell you something? Cheer up, He's going to take us all in. That's on this ship. Old ship of Zion. We all headed in. Glory to God. I'm not worried about it sinking. No, sir. I'm not worried about water coming in the boat and sinking us all. No, He's going to carry us through. He's God. Amen. And He said that not one of us. He said, I'm going to lose nothing. Not one of us He's going to lose. Thank God. Hey, you know where our security is? Not in this old flesh. Not in this old self. My security, my safety is in my blessed Lord who paid that price and pardoned me. He's going to carry me home. Glory to God. While I'm traveling, I can have the joy of God in my heart. I have a cheerful countenance He wants me to have because my sins are forgiven. Not only that, thank God I can be cheerful because I know where I'm going. Can I tell you something?
No secret. Best is yet to come. Did you know that? This whole world's full of trouble. Here they was on this ship, waves are roaring, storm coming against them. And some of you may be going through troubles and trials, and I know you are. We all go through them. You'll have troubles and trials in this life. You'll have sickness. But whatever you may be facing or going through, I want to tell you something. Thank God you can still have the joy of God. And you can still have that cheerful cheer in your heart. By the grace of God.
Hey, you can. Why? Because He gives it to us. So I know where I'm going. I'm traveling the road. I'm on a journey. Thank God. I'm on a course. And when it's finished, I'm going home. Amen. And you know what? I can be cheerful, not only because my past sins are gone. I can be cheerful to know one thing. Listen, I'm headed to a place He's preparing for me like I can't even imagine. My mind can't even comprehend it. How wonderful it is. In fact, the Bible said, I hadn't seen, neither ear heard the things that God prepared for them that love Him. And when you stop and think about it, although you may be going through what you're going through, but if you got your heart and your mind set on the things above. He said, seek those things above which are, listen, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above. If our affections and we seek those things above, we can have that peace. We can still have that joy in the midst of trouble. Not only because our sins are forgiven, but because we know we got a home waiting on us. Like, listen, this world don't know nothing about. Hallelujah. If you believe what God said about our sin, be forgiven. You believe what God said about the place He's going to prepare for us, you can rejoice in the midst of trouble. You can rejoice even in the time of death. I've seen it over and over. I saw a guy one night just smiling. Just looking, boy, he was seeing something. I mean, a minute before he got out of here. I said, what are you looking at? He just grinned and looking up like he couldn't get his attention when done, just grinning. Just a minute or two, he was gone. You know what I believe? He was looking. God was giving him a little sight on the other side. Hey, you can be cheerful even walking through the valley of the shadow of death. You can. I saw my wife looking at it with anticipation right on up to the time she left us. You know why? She believed what God said about it. You know what's going to get you on through this life? Walking with God. Believing what God said. Believe His Word. Believe what He said in John chapter 14. Let not your heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house are many mansions. Were not so, I've told you to go to prepare a place for you. And if I go again, I will receive you to myself. And where I am, there you may be also. Folks, that's enough to make you shout for the glory of God. And to realize if we believe that, we can have that joy, that peace, we can cheer up to. Cheer up. I heard a preacher preach probably 40 years ago. I don't remember which one of them verses he used, but he preached on be of good cheer. At a camp meeting. And boy, some of them are running the aisles before he got through. Some of them got cheered up. So I hope and pray today. You don't have to run the aisles here. I hope in your heart and in my heart we can cheer up. Don't be sad. Oh, sometimes I have some sad moments. Had a few of them Thursday. But didn't last long. God's grace and His cheer came back in my heart. Yeah, you can get sad when you stop and think about it. Those loved ones that are gone. Those loved ones that may be lost. But folks, God still wants you to be of good cheer. He wants you to be of good cheer by the grace of God. And He'll give you that grace to do it. So you can be of good cheer. See, when God says He's given them all that sail with thee. Hey, Paul believed that. You know what causes a lot of anxiety and worry and fretting and trouble? We don't believe God.
That's true. Now, some people say, well, I believe in God. I'm not just talking about believing in God. I'm talking about believing God. Believing what He said. Taking Him at His word. Believe. Sometimes we'll pray and we say, well, I didn't think it's going to happen. No, man. Well, no wonder it didn't happen. Folks, if we ever needed, get back in the prayer closet. Not only pray, but pray and believe. And that's what Paul is saying. I exhort you to be of good cheer. He said, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Folks, God's true to His word. Amen. He's true to His word. What He says is a fact. It's not. I've heard people say, Lord, you said it, I believe it. That makes it so. No. God said it. It's so. Well, we believe it or not. And it's our responsibility to believe, but thank God He'll even give us faith and grace to believe. So I want to encourage you today before we go. If you're discouraged, going through trouble, going through stormy time in your life, whatever you may be facing, Apostle Paul got cheered up. Why? An angel of God came to him. And let me point this out. I'm not saying an angel is going to come to you. But I want to say one thing. There's still plenty of them around. And also I want to say that God will give you the assurance through the leading of the Spirit or through His Word. He will. It assures everything. he'll do it. Because Paul said, I believe what he told me is going to come to pass. And if we'll believe what he's told us, we can have that same cheering up in the midst of our storm. We can. Thank God we can. We can have that assurance of his grace, his loving arms, because they're always there beneath us. So Paul said something. He said this. He said, God, whose I am, appeared to him. That's what he said. God, didn't he say that? God, whose I am, it's in that one verse. And I like this other part. Not only was he God, this and this, in whom I, what? Serve. He not only knew God, he didn't only knew that he was God's, that God claimed him and he was God's vessel, he was God's servant, but he knew, he also said, I'm serving him. And I want to tell you something, there's a blessed thing. There ain't nothing more blessed to know you're God's and you're serving him. I'll tell you something, you ain't got to be up here to be serving him. No, we're here to worship today. You go out and we serve. We go out and we witness. We go out and be that light for the glory of God. So let me ask you another question. Are you God's this morning? Are you serving him? I don't know what God's. You see, we're a body. The church is a body. And a body's got different members. Did you know? It just every member of our body, they may be able to take some out. Some of us have had some taken down, like appendix and stuff like that. Or maybe gallbladder and all these things, and we still can function. But every portion of our body is put there, it does something. Mark it down. And we all members. If you're missing any fingers, you're going to miss them. Because why, they all got a purpose. Toes. I'm missing a couple of toes. And you know what? I can tell it. Somebody said it has something to do with the balance. It definitely does. But you know what? I'm not complaining. I'm thanking God I still got a foot, because it thought they were going to take the foot off. But every portion of our body has got a reason. God's got a purpose for you in the body of Christ. And we are to serve him. We his. He bought us with a price. Therefore we are to glorify him and magnify him. He paid that supreme sacrifice. Hallelujah. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. I said like this. Be happy. I'm going to quit whistling while I'm working in the stores around here. I was just whistling. There's a lady come by and she turned around and looked. I said, well, I didn't want to think I was whistling her. I just whistling a tune. I was. Well, it was in my heart. But I thought, I'd be careful. I weren't going like that. I was whistling. I was whistling the tune, the song. I got that from my brother Leroy. He whistles everywhere he goes. But be careful, brother. But be careful. It gets in there. I tell you what, I get to singing song. I can't sing. Hey, you hear me over? I just sing. Sometime during the day, that song just comes to me. I go to singing it. Well, he did say he put a new song in our heart, didn't he? Hallelujah. Caught me out of that old horrible pit, set my feet on a rock, established my goings, and put a new song in my heart.
Glory to God. Hey, are you cheerful this morning? They got some joy? Believe God. He can give it back to you. He can give it back to you. I know when my son, I know when Dwight died. It was 22 years ago. The devil come to me that same night, but Donnie, he said, "You'll never have another happy day." My heart was broke. My heart was aching. Had a lady ask me yesterday, said, "You got a lot of holes in your heart." All those funerals, I said, "Yeah." God heals broken hearts, don't He? Hundreds of them. But He heals the broken hearts, mends them, puts them back together. We get up and we can go on. Because we're His and He's mine, we can go on serving. Hallelujah. We can't quit. No way. I won't be like old brother. Was in the hospital, an old preacher. He was older than me then. Might not have been older than I am now. But he was older than me then. Brother Harris. Some of you know him, old brother O.B. Harris, preacher. I went to see him in the hospital. I said, "You ever thought about retiring?" He was laying there on the hospital bed. Brother Larry, tears started coming down his eyes. He said, "Retire." He said, "I want to refire and keep going." And that's what I want to do. Reload and refire and keep going.